It's time for Dial-A-Doc here today, and we're joined here today from the Rehab Services at FHN. First of all, we're joined by Jessica Currier. Jessica, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and with you there this morning, joining us here as well, is Dennis Schofield. Dennis, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Scott.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me here today, guys. Jessica is the Clinical Supervisor of Rehab Services for FHN. And Dennis Schofield is a physical therapist for FHN here today. The topic here today, joining FHN's Rehabilitation Services Group. And let's talk, first of all, Jessica, what kind of therapy and services are available through FHN?
Well, we offer a full array of physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy services, and sports medicine as well. And we include many specialty areas such as pediatrics, lymphedema management, aquatherapy, work conditioning, vestibular rehab, ASTEM therapy, functional capacity evaluations, and even pelvic floor rehab for pelvic pain and incontinence.
All right, you're talking about a full range of services there. Explain the difference between physical therapy and occupational health.
Physical therapy focuses on either improving one's function or returning one to their prior level of function from a post-surgical, either a painful, injured, or debilitated state.
And tell us about that occupational health or occupational therapy.
Occupational therapy actually focuses on very similar things, but it also has an emphasis on the upper extremity and fine motor movements and working on activities of daily living, such as dressing and bathing.
All right. We're talking to Jessica Currier, Clinical Supervisor of Rehab Services. Jessica, what about in terms of speech therapy? Tell me about this.
Speech therapy focuses on improving speech, language, cognition, or swallowing in individuals with deficits in any of these areas.
We're talking FHN here today, and of course, a Dial-A-Doc here today. Let's see, NIPT recently joined FHN's Rehabilitation Services Department. Jessica, tell us how that happened.
Well, we've had a great working relationship with NIPT for many years now, and this is just a logical extension of that relationship that will really benefit all of our patients. And in doing so, we've been able to welcome a great group of individuals to our current team.
Well, and speaking of that, this is a great segue. Speaking of great team that you've been able to add to FHN, that includes Dennis over there. Dennis, you represent NIPT as a physical therapist. Tell us how long NIPT has been providing services for FHN.
For FHN, we've just merged the first of this year.
And when you're talking about the two organizations now working together, Dennis, kind of give us an overview how this has happened and how it's working so far.
Well, the complexity of healthcare delivery from an administrative standpoint has become very complex and time-consuming. At Northern Illinois Physical Therapy, I function both as an administrator and a clinician. The time constraints on both has made it imperative that I decide, do I want to be a clinician or do I want to be an administrator? I chose to be a clinician and merged with Freeport Health Network to incorporate their expertise in management.
All right, so when we're talking about Northern Illinois Physical Therapy, this now then means you're back to a lot of patient contact then, right, Dennis?
That's just what I desire, yes.
Got it. Okay, back into the strength and what you want to do. How does this partnership now between you and FHN, the Northern Illinois Physical Therapy and FHN, how does this partnership benefit area patients?
The Northern Illinois Physical Therapy patients that come in, now we expand the scope of services available. We weren't able to provide because of space constraints and stuff, work hardening, and all the services that Jessica just previously mentioned. For the patients of FHN, we are available to get a little bit greater access and another entry point into the service.
All right, so it really provides a greater service benefits to the patients. Dennis, what about the Northern Illinois Physical Therapy office building? Is that closing?
No, it's going to be operations as usual.
Now, let's talk about, guys, here. Let's talk about, we're talking this morning to Jessica Currier. She's Clinical Supervisor of Rehab Services at FHN. And we're talking to Dennis Schofield. He's a physical therapist with Northern Illinois Physical Therapy. Talk about how someone can arrange for an appointment with you guys now.
Someone can arrange an appointment by receiving a physician referral, because a referral is needed for treatment. And that can be faxed to FHN Rehab Services at 815-599-6917 or to NIPT at 815-599-6917. 235-2233.
All right. Now, in terms of, let's back up just a moment. When we're talking about listeners out there listening on their radio today, this morning, I would assume that what you're talking about is potential patients for you. Everything from potential stroke victims to folks who have been injured, maybe on a job or maybe through physical exercise or activity. Kind of give us a range of the patients that you see.
You just said it.
We see everything. We see patients with dizziness or vestibular problems, patients that require pre-employment screenings, functional capacity evaluations for return to work. I'm kind of touching on some of the specialty areas that some people might not know about or know that therapy can help. Pelvic floor rehab is a big one that's out there now. People don't like to talk about that. It's something very private, but we can help individuals with pelvic pain syndromes and incontinence.
All right, so you really have the full range, as you say, full range of services. Now, as folks listening as well, to arrange an appointment, we've talked about that. But what about our listeners? Where can they go for more information? We're talking about physical therapy and occupational therapy and speech therapy. Where can listeners go to get more information?
The most obvious place is go to the website, www.fhn.org.
All right, guys, thanks. Great job. Great presentation today. Thanks for joining me here today. Appreciate it. Let's talk again soon sometime, okay?
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, very good. Jessica Currier here today, and also Dennis Schofield here this morning on the Dial-A-Doc program.